We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up.
Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I got home from the meeting last night, and I turned on Fox, and what did I see? I saw Donna Brazile. I thought, I must have it on CNN. It's got to be MSNBC. Donna Brazile on Fox? And they hired her. I don't know what her job's going to be, but they hired Donna Brazile.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Yes, for those of you who Donna Brazile's name doesn't just turn on a light bulb for you, she's the former head of the Democratic Party, big player in the Clinton years. Donna Brazile, what's going on with Fox? I told you this, that when the old man decided to let the kids run the network, Fox, he is conservative, but the kids are liberal. And I'm wondering, you know, they're very successful. They dominate the cable ratings for news. I'm thinking, would they come in and change it? Because the father is letting them run it now.
That's the accusation now from many on Twitter.
Oh, man. I mean, that's crazy. You don't chase the people that are chasing you. That's the first thing you learn. And people are chasing Fox, and now Fox is going to be bringing them aboard. I did not know that they had censored Jeanine Pirro, but there was Donna Brazile loud and right up there.
You would think, right? I mean, you could be as liberal as you want, but you see where your money's coming from.
Oh, yeah.
And why Fox News is so successful, because it's not the traditional mainstream media. Even if you are the most liberal person on the planet, you would let Fox be Fox because you're benefiting off it.
Oh, absolutely. And think about it like this. Even if you are liberal, you could justify Fox staying as Fox by saying the others are all liberal anyway. What's the point in all of us being liberal? Every last media outlet you can think of. Well, anyway, we'll see where that goes. I don't know exactly what her job is going to be at Fox, but she was all the kissy face and everything. Oh, yes, we can reach across, and I can see other points of view. Yeah, she probably saw a decent contract is probably what she saw. But I was really surprised.
Another network rises up and is able to dethrone Fox.
Because you know what will happen? If another one does, and they pick up the discards from Fox, like O'Reilly, not Megyn Kelly, forget her, but O'Reilly and others who would be dissatisfied, you could topple Fox. It could topple from within.
Maybe get Tucker to move over.
That would be good.
And Newsmax has already tried that. They have O'Reilly. I think he's only on once a week, though. But, you know, they've tried. It's just they don't have the houses or the name of Fox. Now, I will give Donna Brazile and Fox this. Donna Brazile has been on Tucker Carlson a few times before she signed this contract. So maybe they will use her in a more favorable position like they use Juan Williams.
Probably a tryout, when she was on with him before. See how it blends.
I know there's a lot of upset. You know, former Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark says, I tune Fox off now. I don't even tune
in. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because
yeah,
he said
ever since they got rid of O'Reilly, he's been done with Fox.
Yeah, I hadn't seen him in a long time.
I follow him.
Yeah? Okay. So we'll see what goes on there. But I was disappointed, to put it mildly. It's like asking Andrew Cuomo to sit on the board of the NRA. Doesn't quite fit. You know what I'm talking
it
about?
I'll tune in for Hannity or I'll tune in for Tucker. That's about it.
Yeah, I do like Martha McCallum.
Oh, I love Mark. 7-9, and no offense to Sean Hannity. I know he's on this station, but I think 7-9 is the best programming on Fox.
Hannity is well prepared, but he's like a machine gun. You don't get a breath. I mean, it's bang, bang.
So much to unleash.
Same with Tucker. Tucker's good, too.
Yes.
But what Tucker does, and I just love it, he ridicules by laughing at his guest. I love that.
I love it.
All right, we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, yesterday, I'm getting ready to go to the meeting on people who might want to go on our next trip. And it started to snow. I got about 3 inches of snow. I couldn't believe it, and I didn't like it because before that, there was no snow, except a couple of mounds of snow, but there was no snow on the grass, and then it was covered. Did you get much?
No, maybe not even a dusting.
All right. How about you, Beamer?
Yeah, snow fell for a few minutes, but nothing really stuck.
Yeah, and even this morning, it was some of it was snow-covered, and now the sun's out, and I'm sure that is long gone.
It was a depressing ride home when you're almost in whiteout conditions.
It is depressing to see snow this time of the year.
Especially considering, I was telling you guys off the air, 7 years ago yesterday, I think it was, the temperature was 70 degrees.
Wow. Let's go back in the time capsule and check that out.
And I remember because we were getting ready to put Nick's swing set together when we had Disney Dan and Ken Hamilton and
the All-Star Assembly crew.
Yeah, coming over and trying to figure out, wait a minute, how does this thing go?
Does this bolt go here? Now, are you guys disappointed as I am that both UB teams are playing at the same, well, if it's at the same time, it would have to, basically be the same thing. But they're basically on at the same time. You know what I think I'm going to do? It's almost an impossible task. I'm going to watch one with the audio off and tape the other one. So, because if I watch one and tape the other one, they're liable to give the score of the other one on one of the games.
Yeah, it could scroll.
Yeah, I don't want to know that. That's right. Doesn't have to be verbal. It can scroll.
Right.
I think I'll put black masking tape along the bottom of the one I'm watching. And then don't answer any phone calls, no text, nothing. Go from one game and then play back the other one.
That could be a good plan, sure.
Yeah, because it's I don't like to go back and forth, back and forth. I do it sometimes during NFL when there's two games I'm interested in, but I don't like to do that. So that's what I'm going to do. What are you planning to do?
Well, I'm kind of superstitious. I got to get out of this. I kind of look at, if I'm watching them, maybe I'll bring them bad luck. So I'll turn away and
stop
watching.
Do you suffer from self-esteem issues?
I do. I really do.
You think the team that's practiced so hard and worked so much to get to this point, and they're at the height of their powers, and they're going, I don't know why we lost that game. I think Caligiuri was watching.
No, I know that I have no effect on it, but in my mind, it's like that good luck thing. You want to pull out the rabbit's foot. You want to get the lucky hat on.
Are you superstitious? Sports has more superstitions than almost anything.
And that's the only place where I am superstitious.
Are you superstitious, Beamer?
No. I used to be, but not anymore.
I used to be OCD. I really did. Not the new person in Congress. But I used to wash my hands about 20 times a day.
Oh, I do that. I think that's more being a germaphobe.
Well, I like clean hands.
Yeah.
See?
It keeps you from getting sick.
Well, that's true, too.
But
why don't you wash your whole body instead of just your hands?
When you have kids, you have to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I take like 2 or 3 showers a day, though. So.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good for dating.
Yeah, well,
but we're talking about cleanliness here. Well, you know when you
go
on these
through a sandblaster, that's how thorough I am.
When you go on these cruises, they have the hand sanitizers everywhere. You turn around and there's one there, and you turn the other way, there's one there. And in fact, on the first cruise we took was to Alaska, the main dining area, they have like two, one on each side. On each entrance, and there's an attendant standing there. And if you go to walk by, would you care to use the hand sanitizer? They're very germophobic, very much so.
But I know what Tony's talking about. You know, when I was later 2000s, like, you know, 08, 09, really into the Bills. Not that I'm not now, but, you know, I would do certain things before every game thinking that if I didn't do it in that order.
Yeah.
But then you remember it's the Bills.
But we all do things. When you put on your pants, I guarantee you put on the first leg. It's always the same. It's
either right leg first.
You're a right leg guy?
Yeah.
I'm a left leg guy. Oh, how about you?
I sit down and put my pants on.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I try and do a double somersault into my pants. It's a way to start the day. No, we all do the same thing. You put your watch on in the same place at the same time. Yeah, I always put my pants on first, then my shirt. Some people put their shirt on first.
Socks go on first.
Yeah, because that's a good idea.
I like right sock first.
I like to put my underwear
what sock?
On first.
Right.
Right sock? Oh, see, I'm a left sock guy. You put your underwear, I'm glad you're wearing something.
I put that on first.
I have the Duluth underwear, the one that has the...
By the way, does Duluth not have one of the best commercials?
Yeah. You want to know why Duluth can run commercials? You know what one pair of Duluth underwear costs?
No.
Watch my lips. One single pair, $21.
Yep. Whoa!
$21 for a single pair of Duluth underwear. Because I looked it up. Because I saw the spot, the commercial that you're talking about. And I thought, this is really cool. I should get some of these.
I want to get a pair of pants and go hug a bear.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I figured out in order to get enough Duluth underwear, I have to sign a new contract.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I didn't know they were that expensive.
$21. And
wow.
That's just for one kind of them.
Going back to the UB game, though, I'd like to say I can find a positive in them being on at the same time.
What?
It's Friday, happy hour, right before the Ariana Grande concert.
Oh, wow.
So,
things
yes.
are moving.
I mean, listen to this Friday, right? You got the UB game, 4 and 4:30. You got the concert at 7, and then at 10:30, Virginia Tech, 4 seed, playing out in San Jose.
It's quite a day.
Yeah.
It's quite a
day. It's a Joe Beamer day right there.
You got that right. So we're learning things. We're learning what good underwear costs and things like that. We're also learning that I have a pair of tickets to the Aquarium of Niagara Falls, valued $30. General contest rules apply. Explore, engage, and excite. Oh, wait a minute. I thought they had fish there. At the brand new jellyfish exhibit, Aliens of the Sea. I like chicken of the sea myself, with oil.
Is SpongeBob and Patrick going to be there to catch them?
For more info, visit aquariumofniagara.org. Yeah, I'm not a SpongeBob guy.
And on your way to the aquarium, you guys could play Baby Shark, doo 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 doo, Baby Shark, doo 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 doo
doo. Oh, man. Oh, I wish it were Friday now.
Maybe I'll go to Rock Burger before
yeah,
I go to the aquarium.
I think that's a good idea. Had a very nice crowd last night. It was an overflow crowd. I'm all right. An overflow crowd last night. Had to bring in extra chairs. Nice presentation by the cruise company. Yes, Viking was there with a mysterious voice. Due to electronic gizmos, we had a member of the Viking family who is actually in Cape Cod, and she did the presentation over the screen and loudspeakers. It was really cool. And then Barbara gave the information on questions asked by the people in there, and it was very nice. Saw a lot of people that we've seen before because they go on a lot of trips with us. Saw some people for the first time.
When they do the presentation, are they like showing pictures? This is what the ship looks like.
Yeah, all
these
of that.
These are the things that it has on it.
All of that.
And then in the various countries, 7 countries you're going to?
Yep. Yep, 7 countries. Let me get the thing here. 9 ports of call. I've got it all down here. 15 days, 7 countries, and 9 ports of call.
And then you go over things that you would do in each port. And
yeah. Well, she starts off and tells you what's going on in each port. Then they show you the ship, the different things available on the ship. There's a lot. And the people have a lot of questions, and they answer the questions. They have these really nice brochures. You see this? Look at this. That's a beautiful look right there.
Cool.
That is in Bruges, Belgium. So the architecture is phenomenal. And then they had some a little buffet there, and it was really nice.
Well, that's the good part.
Nevereth actually remembered to show up.
Good.
And that was very, very good. He was he wanted to bring Accordion Bill.
Oh, no.
But we suggested that maybe not tell him about this trip.
Now, in each stop, do you have options of different things that you can do? Like,
sure.
Some people may want to see the architecture. Yeah. Some people may want to experience something else.
What happens is they have one free excursion for each port, and then there's usually three, four, maybe five optional ones showing different things. And so you sign up for what you want. It's really very exciting. We'll talk about it more in the show later on. All right, let's take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. I see the DHS says that our border security is near a system-wide meltdown. And yet the Democrats don't think there's any problem at all. That's because they'd probably cheer a system-wide meltdown if it burned down the walls.
I think it's more or less because their heads are firmly planted somewhere where it's not supposed to be.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be able to see it. I can tell you that. Let me see. Here's a couple of texts, and then we'll get started with the subject today. Sandy, the fallout at Fox has already begun. Rachel Maddow currently is beating Hannity in the ratings. Signed, Kevin from Pendleton. Wow, that's not good.
I believe, and Kevin, I might be wrong, but I think that was only a week.
1 week?
And they blew it way out of proportion that Maddow beat Hannity by like 50,000 viewers.
So it spikes 1 week.
Yeah, because I know last week Fox was in the lead for 7, 8, and 9.
Okay. Yeah, because occasionally numbers spike for the good or for the worse.
People actually watch Maddow?
She's unwatchable as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, totally. You got to be brain dead.
Here's another one. Fox has lost its mind and is taking a left turn. So that's...
That's what it appears.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I kind of weaned myself off of Fox a while back, and now I was weaning myself back on, but I don't know. I don't know. I think our audience, you can forget it with Donna Brazile. Are you kidding me? So I don't know what they're trying to accomplish.
What credibility does she have?
Anybody that tries to appeal to everybody appeals to nobody. That's usually the way it works.
Well, now you guys talk about how you like Bill O'Reilly. He and Donna Brazile are good friends, and she was on his show a few times after the whole thing broke in 2016.
Well, you can be good friends with somebody that you vehemently disagree with. Yeah. We had somebody who used to work here, a dear guy, and I love this guy, but I would never talk politics with him in a million years. If we were on a desert island and ran out of things to talk about, I still wouldn't talk about politics with him. But great guy. And a friend.
Sure.
And as I said, you can separate the two. You're not going to have children together, so you can separate them.
But I think because when her whole thing broke at CNN, I believe O'Reilly was the first show, nighttime show she went on.
Oh, really?
I think so. I could be wrong, but I believe that he was the first one because that's when he was still on the air.
Yeah.
Remember, Tucker didn't come on until after the election.
I like Tucker a lot.
The one good thing about O'Reilly leaving was the Tucker Carlson getting his show.
Yeah, very, very good.
I would take Tucker over O'Reilly.
Yeah, I probably would too. O'Reilly, I liked O'Reilly, but he used to drive me crazy because he would ask a question, and as the person was trying to answer, he would give the answer. So it's like, I know the answer to all these questions that I'm asking. We know you're smart, Bill. We know you've prepared for the show. I don't think that's necessary. If you want to get a question answered, let them answer. I used to yell at the TV. Did you ever do that? Yell at the TV?
Yeah, he got to the point where it just wasn't watchable.
Yeah, I would say, let him talk or let her talk. Let her finish the answer.
I was yelling at the TV last night. Tucker had a guy from a New Jersey town that wants to start universal income.
I heard about that.
And I was yelling with Tucker at the TV.
Now, they haven't said how much the universal income would be. And you would get it whether you worked or didn't work. And there's another proposal to give money to people who don't care to work. Well, guess what? That's everybody. I mean, I like work. I love my job. But if you're going to pay me the money not to do the job, I'm there.
Yeah, I'll stay home.
I am absolutely there.
It's like you've said, Sandy, I love this job. We went over this yesterday. But if there was a button next to my bed that I could press and I wouldn't, there would be no repercussion for me not coming into work. How many times a week would you press that button?
That's exactly right. I said that. There should be a big red button right next to the bed.
Yeah, it's snowing out. It's cold out.
It's cold out. You know, I've got some nice toast down there waiting for me. Hit the red button.
Or summertime, I think I'll go play disc golf instead.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see where Fox goes. We'll keep an eye on it. Meanwhile, one of the things that's being suggested, I know Nancy Pelosi has suggested it and some others in Congress, is we should, for federal elections, lower the voting age to 16. Okay, I'm going to leave a little period here while you can laugh. Okay, are you done laughing? Are you kidding? The same age you're eating Tide Pods, you want to vote for President of the United States? I don't think so. Now, a couple of people have suggestions in Congress that do make sense. One congressman from, let me see, I think he's from Minnesota or something. Joe Neguse, I think, N-E-G-U-S-E, a Democrat of Colorado. He has a good idea. Allow 16 and 17-year-olds to pre-register to vote when they're 18, which is nice because then you get everybody lined up and then they got something to look forward to. You pre-register at 16 or 17, depending on the local allowances. And then when you're 18, you probably get a card in the mail that says, congratulations, you are now a voter. But I don't believe in lowering the age at all.
Here's like liberal logic. Let's see. We want to raise the age to buy tobacco and alcohol to 21 because of maturity issues, but we're going to allow a 16-year-old to vote. And Candace Owens had a brilliant piece the other day in addressing this. This is the reason why they want to do it, because it's easy to brainwash someone at that age. We all remember elections in schools when somebody would run for class president. They're always promising free stuff. Yeah, free ice cream sandwiches, you know, at lunchtime. Well, of course you're going to drum up support that way.
I think the ideal thing to do, and this does make sense, is to pre-register at 16 or pre-register at 17, and the day you're 18, then you can vote. I don't think lowering it makes much sense is what I was trying to say. And look, in New York State, in this state, you can't get a tattoo at the age of 16. You cannot go to a tanning booth at the age of 16. And there's a reason for these things. Your mind is not fully formed at the age of 16. One could argue that it's not fully formed at the age of 18 either, but at least you got a better shot at it.
Not to mention, where's their life experience?
Exactly. So I think one of the positives about pre-registering but still voting at 18 is if you're pre-registered, I think you would take more of an interest in politics and what's going on and thinking, well, the next election I'll be able to vote. All Congress is up every 2 years, so you got some real choices there. And certainly you can follow politics more closely, maybe even have more discussions about politics because you've already registered. And it also gives a 2-year window where you can get as many people as possible who are interested in voting. You get them lined up, getting ready to vote when they're 18. So I'm asking you, voting age to 16 at federal elections, are you in favor of that? Are you in favor of pre-registering to vote at the age of 18 at 16 and 17? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236 and *930. Back after this. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we're asking you if you favor lowering the voting age in national elections to 16. The Democrats would like that now, and it's pretty easy to figure out, as Tony and I were discussing it, why the Democrats think this is a swell idea. 16-year-olds are pretty easy to influence. They don't have a lot of life experience. Now, this isn't one size fits all. When we talk about these things, it's not like every single person that you know that is 16, isn't prepared to vote properly. Not properly, but intelligently, educationally, you know, just be able to separate the wheat from everything else. And so it's really easy to kind of corral them. I think the Democrats really feel that they can easily be swayed and led. And so let's get it to 16, and then we'll have a real leg up. You don't envision many 16-year-olds being Republicans. And so that's what they're looking for.
You look at the things that a 16-year-old might be interested in and where their focus might be. It might be sports. It might be video games. Certainly girls.
Girls.
Boys, you know,
girls. I missed that at 16. Girls.
Yeah.
We were playing poker.
Girls.
We were wasting our time playing poker at 16 and basketball.
I was more into cars.
In cars too. But I got my first car at 16. But just before that, it was all the things that I just mentioned. Yeah. So they're not following politics.
No, they're not reading up on it.
What's going to happen? They're either going to vote as their family votes or as the teachers in school kind of lead them into areas where they're more likely to vote Democratic than Republican. And they wouldn't even realize that that was going on. They don't have the life experiences yet at 16. And as I said, in New York State, it's pretty ridiculous that you'd be allowed to vote in a national election, but you couldn't get a tattoo. You could vote in a national election, but you couldn't get a tan without a parental consent. So I think that I like the other idea of taking 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds and having them pre-register for the ability to, on their 18th birthday, and vote. So you're not changing anything, but you're making it more comprehensive that way.
They're coming down with this at a time where voter fraud is rampant. I was reading this morning that they're estimating, this was on the Savage Nation or Savage Report, that 900,000 illegals voted in the midterm election.
Unbelievable.
They've found it in Pennsylvania, Texas, how many counties in California where there were more votes than people that are registered to vote.
What I really, really don't like is the fact that the courts have, with great regularity, unfortunately, shot down any kind of voter ID needed. Of course, you want to be careful. You're not excluding people. But the bottom line is the ID that got shot down, it was available for free. It couldn't be easier to get, and so they still shot it down. Why? Because of what you just said.
Don't forget, there was a few races in California that weren't decided on election night, and all of them went to the Democrats after all was said and done, after, you know, votes were found in the back of Joey's 77 Buick
in
Riviera.
In the spare tire. It was in the spare tire. He was bringing the votes to the voting commissioner, and that's the kind of things we would be hearing. Yeah, so I want to know if you favor 16-year-olds to vote. Think about 16-year-olds that you know. Maybe your son, maybe your daughter, the kid next door. Maybe you're 16. If you're 16 and you're listening, I thank you for that. Are you ready to vote? But I think pre-registering the 16 and 17s to vote at 18 is the way to go. Then they got some stake in the game. They put some chips in the middle. They're starting to pay attention to politics. They're starting to ask legitimate questions, not regurgitating what they've heard before. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.